people of the internet. How's it going today? How you doing? I'm Billy Bones, and this is a walk through the mind. A moment where we can sit back, hang out, have a conversation, see what kind of ideas and talking points have been bouncing around within my head, and see if we can't take some of those talking points and share them with other people out in the world. And today I'd like to talk about a 2020 presidential nominee. And that kind of bugs me, because it's still the first half of 2019. The election isn't for another year and some change. Why are we already talking about presidential candidates? You know, I know we already know that President Trump is running in 2020. I've got little to say on him today. And there's a whole bunch of Democratic candidates. What are there, 26 right now or something like that? Some absurd number that party has to chisel down to one. Now, the thing that really kind of set me off to talk about this, to follow this walk through the mind bit, is perusing the internet the other day. I came across what was advertised as a deleted tweet, a deleted video tweet for a presidential candidate of the Democratic Party, nonetheless. Her name is Tulsi Gabbard. Currently the representative for Hawaii's 2nd District, and served in the Army from 2003 to present. Currently a major. And very outspoken about war. That's what the video was about. Now, I'll post the YouTube link for that for you to watch in the show notes. But here we have, in my eyes, a very viable Democratic candidate for the office of presidency. But what other things is, I mean, I guess I can't go that fast. But, okay, so very outspoken about war within this deleted tweet. And that's something that really sticks with me. Now, I believe that military intervention is required in some cases, which can be very rough to say, which is, and you know, that's a rough topic all on its own. But you've got places that if they are not kept under control, you end up with more extremists out there to ruin the fun for everybody. But as I believe, that America doesn't need to necessarily be the world police. We do one heck of a good job at it, but we don't need to be. Everybody should, be allowed to patrol their own backyards. And that's one of her major sticking points as far as I've been able to tell with their with her platform, with Tulsi's platform. And because she served in the Army, she does have an idea. In 2003, that's just after 9/11, when she finally got enlisted. Now, when I read about that she's a major, that sounds like a fancy title. And I'm sure it is. It's obviously not everybody in the military is a major. But the best way it was described to me, so that way all of us kind of stay on the same page, so we have a general idea of what a major is. And I might be wrong, I might be a little off, and feel free to contact me and send me a correction on it. Excuse me. But we have, in the corporate world, you have your supervisors, you have your managers, which are above them, and then you have so you get your supervisors, which watch over you, and then you have your managers, which control maybe the department or maybe the entire floor, and then you have another manager above that, which controls the building or maybe a series of buildings, and then above that, you have your area or district manager, and then just keeps on going up and up and up. As far as I have been told, the major helps run somewhere between the building top, the one who runs the entire building, and between that and the district manager or division. Oh man, I'm a terrible corporate employee, aren't I? I don't even know the basic structure. But being a major, she obviously has some idea of how to manage. It's not like we're hiring a private first class to take the office. But then again, maybe that might not be so bad of an idea at some point or the other. But what other things can we look at? You know, I don't want to sit here and read you the wiki page of Tulsi Gabbard. That's something you can do. But even on that, I wouldn't say just stick to that, even though the page is full of information. I sit there and I look at it as kind of all a positive spin. Doesn't necessarily, as far as I was able to skim through, nothing really controversial has been posted. And under the auspices of a potential U.S. president, you'd probably want your team to go through and scrub all the less than positive things. But the one thing that kind of is, again, a part of her deal, going in line with the deleted tweet, is she used to be a vice chair on the Democratic Committee, the Democratic National Committee, which she stepped down from when they failed to endorse Bernie. And she's been outspoken about the removal of superdelegates within her party. And that's, again, I mean, we're hitting good vibes all down these numbers, aren't we? But we also, again, need to remember what happened to Bernie. Bernie ran as a Democrat. And by democracy, really looked like he was going to win the nomination. And as we saw, and as I just recited, the Democrats said, no, Hillary is our choice. Now, is it marketing, or is this actually happening? Now, the fact that it happened to Bernie just not that long ago, it's absolutely not out of the question that the Democratic Party could be saying, we don't want you, Tulsi, to be talking about anti-war stuff. We need to keep our constituents happy, the donors. Maybe they are threatened by her, like they were threatened by Bernie. But yeah, Bernie's back. He's running again this year. He's not afraid of the Democrats again. If you ask me, Bernie's watering down his message by running again, not as an independent. Again, we have to sit here and wonder if either one of these people are going to be forced to play by party rules, especially if they make it into office. Now, I finished not too long ago a book called Power and Constraint, comparing the Obama White House to the George W. Bush White House. And in a nutshell, just in one little segment of the book, I recalled how Obama was claiming to shut down Gitmo on day one. And then when he took office, he realized how much chaos there was in the world and how much red tape and legalese and, again, just the people that were down there, that it wasn't possible to shut down Gitmo, to get out of all the wars. You know, Tulsi, you know, again, I believe that we need to get out of some of these wars. But what happens when she gets in? Let's go ahead and throw her into the hypothetical office. And she doesn't remove us from the wars. We actually get pulled into another one. Another five. I don't know how many countries are left to invade, but just talking numbers, talking silly hypothetical numbers. What happens when we can't pull out of those places? What happens when she finally sees what's actually going on in the hot seat of the president? What happens when she actually has to say, she ends up having to agree with their Democratic Party? I don't know. Like I said, these are just thoughts. These are just kind of, I don't know. Something that I wanted to get out, get into the air, get into the ethosphere or whatever we want to call it today. Just a means to get it off my chest. I mean, let's see where this goes. Elections are exciting from here on out, aren't they? But let's watch. Do our research. Don't take anything from that I say for gospel. Do your own research. I'm Billy Bones. B-I-L-L-Y-B-O-N, the number 3-S. Find me on Twitter, at Billy Bones. And I got a website, billybones.com. They're all spelt the same. You can contact with me at the website, email, or Discord server. Questions, comments, love mail, hate mail. You send it all. Love you guys.